there's a lot of really good things in the budget, and I certainly feel that, you know, the cost of raising a family, I think we're right into two double child benefits to every parent in the country before Christmas, and more free school books for senior cycle students, and cutting college fees by €1,000. But also pensions repeat an increase of €12 in the pension. So it affects everybody in the country, but particularly in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal and the North West.
We've heard concerns from the likes of Independent Sligo Leitrim TD Marion Harkin, who said that while there's a lot of attractive things in the budget, that some can be deemed as quite short-sighted. She did mention the likes of childcare. The costs are coming down, but there's actually not even enough providers in Sligo to cater for that need. What's your view on that?
Yeah, childcare, and it's an issue that I'm very, very aware of, and childcare and the sector, along with many other sectors, the hospitality sector, we need to increase the wages of people working in childcare. We need to attract people into that area. And certainly, you know, you have unintended consequences when you have extra SNAs in school. A lot of people have left from childcare to go into SNAs. And I've called over the years that we need a lot more work between departments, but also between all the major stakeholders, that, you know, there are not unintended consequences. But yes, we need to certainly need childcare much more attractive, better pay, better conditions. And I know that the government and this party are looking at a public provided childcare, where, you know, the government takes a much more bigger stake in it, because we have relied on the market. The market has been very, very good, but it hasn't done as much as we'd like in childcare. And this is a very, very much a major decision that this government and indeed Simon Harris has taken.
You touched on the hospitality sector there, Deputy Feehan, and undoubtedly that sector very disappointed with the budget yesterday. Not one mention of the hospitality sector in it. You're a government TD. Is there any whisperings as it relates to maybe a possible support package for them down the line?
Well, you know, there's something I'm very aware of. As you know, I ran a bar and restaurant many years ago before I entered politics, and I've listened and I've talked to a lot of the stakeholders and bars and restaurants in the area, and I lobbied very, very hard for a reduction of the VAT in there, and this didn't happen, and I'm disappointed as a backbencher. But, you know, retail and hospitality will receive 4,000 energy grants by Christmas to cover the cost of higher energy bills, and there will be significant tax changes that will help small businesses and self-employed, including changing the VAT thresholds to allow small businesses and self-employed to keep more of the money. But there's also the hospitality, and they face huge challenges, and as a government we need to step up to mark to address those challenges. But I did feel that the VAT rate could have been reduced. The argument from the two ministers was that it could cost between 700 and 800 million.